So I'd like to thank everybody for coming today to this grand program, the Old Temple Rededication Ceremony. And today we have a lovely program, and I'd like to invite our Swami Tatomananji to come and give the opening welcome address. Swamiji has been the resident monk. He's been in charge of the Vedanta Society of Northern California since July of 2014. Swami Tatomananji.
Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahavidyam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhidamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi, Harihi Om. Let us all meditate on the divine reality present in all of us. Om peace, peace, peace. Good afternoon, all of you. So today we have gathered to rededicate a unique spiritual monument in a way to pay our humble tribute to a great saint, Swami Tirunadidananda, who was a direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and a brother disciple of Swami Vivekananda. He came to this country in 1903 and spent 12 years of his last life, 12 years of the last phase of his life in this city, and made a unique contribution to the cultural, spiritual landscape of not only this city, but the whole country of United States. As I mentioned during my introduction to the audiovisual presentation, what he did was to transplant an ancient monastic tradition, which has been existing in India for the last almost 4,000 years, to which Buddha also belonged, and Buddha lived in 6th century BC. Now, as I mentioned, he came here in 1903, and first he reorganized the Vedanta Society, and in 1905 he found that the existing building was not large enough to accommodate the growing number of devotees. So he bought this land and built this temple, which was dedicated in 1906, January 7th. If you want to know the spiritual significance of this great monument, you can listen to this quotation. What Swami Tirunadida himself said while dedicating this temple in 1906. He said, believe me, if there is the least tingle of selfishness in building this temple, it will fall. But if it is the master's work, God's work, it will stand. He uttered these words almost 3 months before the great San Francisco earthquake took place, the great fire which killed more than 3,000 people. In fact, the temple which stood this devastating earthquake and the subsequent fire, the wind brought the fire within about 100 meters of the temple, and then it took a different direction, and the temple stood intact, as solid as the great spiritual ideal which the temple symbolized. In fact, when we took up this innovation program more than 2.5 years back, it was found out that it did not have a formal foundation, but it had a much stronger and much greater foundation. And that foundation was its builder's faith on the grace of God. So it withstood. Now, as I mentioned, the Swami in a way lived and worked and literally died for the great ideal for which he built this temple. So frequently he is referred to be as the only martyr among the disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. He lived, he worked, and he died for it. Now, one important reason why we decided, it was my humble joy to invite Reverend Bishop William Swing, was he himself has been working for this interfaith harmony, which in a way stands in the form of a great architectural marvel more than 4 blocks away from here. So, first of all, I wish you all a wonderful good afternoon. And now I would like to say a few words about our chief guests. First of all, we have Swami Girishanandaji. He has come all the way from Belumats, which is the center of the Vedanta Society. It is the headquarters of the Ramakrishna Mission, of which this is a branch. So I convey a very hearty welcome, and I also would request him to accept the first copy of the commemorative volume that we are publishing along with this program. And the Archbishop William Swing has kindly agreed to release that commemorative volume by handing over the first copy to Swami Girishanandaji. As I mentioned earlier, the Bishop, Reverend Bishop William Swing, is the Bishop of the Episcopal Church in California from 1979 to 2006, when he retired from that post. During his tenure, as Bishop, he was much concerned with social and religious problems in his diocese and did much work among the poor people. And he is much more well known as a great prophet of interreligious harmony. And he also worked for spreading the message of religious pluralism, tolerance, acceptance among the followers of different faith systems. So, and above all that, he has been a good friend of this Vedanta Society, and was also once our featured speaker during our Memorial Day program in Ulima. So I take this opportunity to welcome him with great joy, happiness, and pleasure. Now next we have one of the most senior monks of Vedanta societies in America, Swami Chetanandaji Maharaj. He has made a great contribution to this, to spreading the message of the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna by translating many of those books which are not available in English, by making all those great teachings of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Sri Ramakrishna's disciples accessible and available to the English reading public by getting them translated into English. So I take this opportunity to welcome him. Then we have a very, very honorable guest, Professor Michael Nagler. Is the Emeritus Professor of UC Berkeley. He's a great friend of Vedanta Society, a great student of India's spiritual heritage, and above all, he has been a great admirer of the ideal of interfaith harmony for which we all work. So I take this opportunity to welcome him with all humility and pleasure and joy. And then we have Pravrajika Seva Prana from Vedanta Society of Southern California, Hollywood. We have Swami Yogeshanandaji, incidentally the senior most among them present here right now. And for your information, he's about 92 years and is the only monk present among us who was a member of the Vedanta community, the monastic community, under Swami Ashwagandha, who lived in the old temple. So he was the only one who could speak firsthand about how life was like, monastic life was like, in this old temple. So with my Sashtanga pranams, I welcome him with all humility and thanks. Namaskar. Then we have Prasannatmananda ji. Of course, he is from Berkeley, and he has kindly agreed to chant Shanti Mantras. And after that, we have a musical presentation. Before that, I want to say a few things about the uniqueness of this program. You know, one of the greatest women disciples of Swami Vivekananda was Sister Nivedita, who was born in Ireland. Nivedita in Sanskrit means the dedicated one. The one who has dedicated her life or his life towards the cause which she or he has chosen. This is Sister Nivedita's 150th anniversary year. So it was a great joy for us to invite two of our sister nuns, one from the convent attached to the Vedanta Society of California, Hollywood, and then another nun. She is, of course, the speaker who is going to speak on the subject, Sister Nivedita and Holy Mother, Sri Sharada Devi, is Pravrajika Seva Prana. She is from Vedanta Society of Southern California, Hollywood. So she is going to speak on this subject. It's very important for this year because we are, as I said, we are celebrating the 150th anniversary year of Sister Nivedita's birth. And Sister Nivedita was one of the greatest women devotees of Vivekananda and arguably the greatest maybe Western student of Vedanta. So, and she had an intimate spiritual relationship with the Holy Mother, who was incidentally the spiritual patron of the Ramakrishna order after Sri Ramakrishna passed away. So she will speak on Sister Nivedita and the Holy Mother Sri Sharada Devi. And then we have another nun, Pravrajika Vrajaprana, from Vedanta Society of Southern California, Santa Barbara Convent. She will speak on the subject, what we can learn from Sister Nivedita. So I welcome both of them. And then, as I mentioned, we have a musical presentation at about 3:30. One of our intimate devotees of Vedanta Society, Mr. Gregory Field, will give a musical presentation. And after that, we will have refreshments. After that, we will have half an hour interval. And then our session will continue. So I have already introduced all the speakers present here. Now I would like to introduce speakers who are going to grace the occasion during the later session that begins at 4 o'clock. First, Swami Kripamayananda ji is the head of the Vedanta Society of Toronto. And then Swami Ishatmananda ji, he is the head of the Vedanta Society of Chicago. Then Swami Ishtananda ji from the Vedanta Center of St. Petersburg, and then Swami Yogatmananda ji from the Vedanta Society of Providence, and then Swami Yuktatmananda ji, he is the head of the Ramakrishna Vedanta Vivekananda Center, New York, and then Swami Atmajnanananda ji, who is the head of the residing minister of the Vedanta Center of Great Washington, D.C. So I should say a few things about Swami Atmajnanananda's contribution, if you won't mind. You know, one important contribution that one important work that we undertook as part of the renovation program of the temple was installing a fort of Holy Mother, which was there but not in the prominent position. So to make it a complete altar, a place of worship room, This year we decided to install a photo of Holy Mother as part of the Holy Triumph, Holy Trinity. I mean, within the Holy Trinity of the Ramakrishna Mission, so to speak. Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda, and Holy Mother. So we had to build some new altars. And Swami Atmakyanananda, who is the residing minister of Vedanta establishment of Washington, D.C., undertook the responsibility. And he did it as a great labor of love, as an act of service, as an act of dedication. And in the process, he nearly lost two fingers. Now, I'm referring to this. I mean, what amount of love and dedication and cooperation we received from different monks, nuns, and also great devotees who worked almost for 2.5 years in various ways, in various departments, to make this program a great success and also to bring the old temple back to its ancient spiritual glory. And now, finally, Swami Vedananda, who is going to give a vote of thanks. Swami Vedananda was practically in charge of the whole renovation rebuilding program. So, in fact, for the last 45 years, he was a professor before he became a monk. For the last 45 years, he has been dedicating his life for the cause of Vedanta Society of Northern California, San Francisco. Of course, he is part of the host team, so I need not welcome him. But still, I welcome him for this program. And then, concluding prayer, Swami Aparanandaji was the head of the Vedanta Society of Berkeley for more than 2 decades, and he has been a great help, a great guide in the rituals, religious ceremonies that took place yesterday night and yesterday morning. And then also one Swami who came from Belumuts. His name is Swami Devapriyanandaji. He was the one who performed the religious ceremonies yesterday morning and last night. So I welcome all of them. And above all, I also welcome all the members of the convent, all the members of the congregation, and also the friends and well-wishers who may not be part of the congregation, who have helped us in making this program a great success. And also, I should not leave out the members of the construction team. Some of them may not be present here. Those who have been working with us for the last 2.5 years as contractors, consulting engineers in different departments in various ways helped us to make this program a success. The construction is not yet completed. That's why we could not hold a huge open program yesterday. So we had to limit the number of participants to a maximum of 35 last morning. That's why we had to organize all these programs here. I shall try to remind some of our friends who could not so far visit the old temple, because you are hearing a lot about the rebuilding, renovation of the old temple, but you are not able to go there. So I should explain why. One reason is the construction is still in progress. It may take perhaps 4 or 5 months. So we are planning for a formal opening ceremony, opening of the older temple to the public, both the devotees, members of the congregation, and also the great friends who are living in the city of San Francisco, who frequently inquire when the work is going to be completed. So we shall have a formal opening program sometime in April or March, but we have not decided. So all of you will be informed about that. With this, I shall conclude my welcome address. Now, before conclusion, one important item which I want to mention is about the commemorative volumes. We have brought out a memorial volume which features more than 15 articles, plus all the important archival materials dating back from 1900 to our own times. You know, I came here only 5 years back, less than 5 years. And the temple existed here from 1906 onwards. So we have a huge archival material, including paper clips, different material, letters, articles published in different newspapers in those days, photos of the Swamijis. Many of them you have seen, of course, in the audiovisual presentation. We have published all this material in the form of a book. And that book will give you an idea of the history and evolution of not only of San Francisco Hindu Temple, but also you get an idea of how an ancient spiritual religious heritage was transplanted into this country. In fact, this is the first regular Vedantic temple in the history of our order. In fact, it was completed 32 years before Belur, which is the main temple of the Ramakrishna Mission. So that is antiquity and uniqueness. So we have published all these materials in book form. And it is going to be released right now. Right, Reverend Bishop William Swing has kindly agreed to release that book by handing over the first copy to Swami Girishanandaji, who is the chief guest, who represents Belur Math, because Swami Trivandidananda, who built this temple, came from Belur Math. So Swami Girishananda is now coming from Belur Math after 110 years. So he's going to receive the first copy. And after giving his benediction, I request the Reverend, Right Reverend Bishop William Swing to release the copy after his benediction. Thank you. Namaskar.